With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Every summer, local water ski shows dazzle crowds with their acrobatic feats on the lakes. Many of them also head to Wisconsin Rapids each summer to try to claim the state championship title. A local filmmaker documented one local team's road to state while dealing with potential loss of their ski site. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
In 2024, the Plum Skeeters ski team out of Plum Lake in Vilas County earned the Division III first place at the Water Ski State Tournament. The following year, as they worked to defend their state championship title, filmmaker Kate Reichel was documenting every part of that journey, from the first show of the season to the very last.
A lot of people know about water ski teams in the North Woods, but they might not know about this competition aspect and these teams going down and competing at state and kind of like how that works and what's that, you know, what it's all about, and kind of just getting more involved in these teams that they hear about or maybe go to a show or two every now and then.
The documentary also features the Chain Skimmers, the Plum Skeeters' local rivals out of Conover. As the Plum Skeeters are homing their skills in preparation for state, they're also trying to figure out how they can keep skiing at the site the team has used since the 1970s. The Plum Skeeters practice and perform on Plum Lake at State House Point. The team has a contract with the Wisconsin DNR to use the land there. When they went to renew the contract in 2022, the DNR told them they had to remediate hillside erosion, leaving the team to come up with about $250,000.
There's aspects of the documentary that talk about trying to fundraise and where, you know, they're going to get the money to do this and how it impacts the team. And I mean, that's a ski site. So if the agreement doesn't go through with the DNR, then they're kind of at a loss there.
There will be a free showing of A Skeeter Summer at the Lakeland Cinema on Friday, July 10th at 1 p.m. It's a feature-length documentary with a runtime of 100 minutes and rated PG. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Fire destroyed a home in the Merrill area. On Sunday afternoon, the Merrill Fire Department was called for a fire on Ackerman Road in the town of Merrill. Bystanders reported the fire was spreading into the woods. Mutual aid was requested. Firefighters arriving found heavy fire and smoke pushing out of the home and a brush fire along the road. Hoses were deployed to knock down the brush fire and contain the fire to the main building. No one was home when the fire started and no injuries were reported. An initial investigation shows the fire was unintentional. Many departments helped out at the scene. Wisconsin's Natural Resources Board has approved the framework for the 2026 deer hunting season. Ryan Heffley, acting DNR Deer Program Specialist, told the board 2026 is the third year in a row the cumulative quota across the state has increased.
While individual DMU quotas may vary, including DMU 116 in the Northern Forest Zone, which is recommending a buck-only quota, in general, the increasing quotas align with what we are seeing as an increasing deer population across much of the state. To meet these quotas, the number of bonus tags proposed to be available for purchase has also been recommended to increase.
Beginning August 17th, 272,720 total bonus antlerless harvest authorizations will be available for purchase across the state. That's on top of free antlerless harvest authorizations issued in farmland zones. Antlerless harvest opportunities vary between deer management units, depending on local deer populations and management units. Recommendations for the deer season were made in partnership with citizen deer advisory councils and based on public feedback and deer population objectives. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is doing all he can to get his 26-year-old son-in-law elected to his old congressional district in northern Wisconsin's 7th District. Michael Alfonso secured President Donald Trump's endorsement in his first run for office, which would typically be enough to carry a Republican candidate through a primary in a district that Trump won by 22 percentage points 2 years ago. But Alfonso is facing pushback from longtime Republicans, including many Trump voters. Leaders in at least three counties have publicly spoken out against Alfonso as being too inexperienced for the job and questioned Duffy's influence. Iron County Republican Party Chair Tanner Hiller accused Duffy of trying to use his connections to get his son-in-law elected. The August 11th primary will be another test of Trump's endorsement power and Duffy's celebrity status. Lincoln County deputies took a man into custody for reportedly shooting a nail gun at people and vehicles. On June 30th, deputies were called to the Rock Island Resort on Highway 107 in the town of Merrill. The first deputy to arrive found Daniel Zolliger of Merrill sitting in his truck. Zolliger refused to get out, and the deputy removed him and handcuffed him. Witnesses said Zolliger had been on a boat when he became disorderly and pushed someone overboard. He was then dropped off at the Rock Island, where he reportedly shot nails at cars and people. Zolliger was arrested and booked into the Lincoln County Jail. States across the country saw steep drops in the number of people covered by the Affordable Care Act over the past year. Wisconsin enrollment dropped by 15%, while enrollment in Michigan was down nearly 27%. New federal data provides the first complete 50-state breakdown of sharp enrollment declines following the January expiration of enhanced subsidies. The data, posted in late June by the Trump administration, reveals how changes in each state's insured population led to around 2.6 million fewer Americans having Obamacare plans in February compared with the same time last year. It captured not only how many people signed up for or were automatically re-enrolled in plans in 2026, but how many paid their first monthly premiums to keep coverage. It accounts for people who were retroactively removed from coverage after a non-payment grace period ended. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.